This morning is from the Old Testament, and it's the 16th chapter of Genesis. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bore him no children. She had an Egyptian slave girl whose name was Hagar, and Sarai said to Abram, "You see that the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go into my slave girl. It may be that I shall obtain children by her." And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. So after Abram had lived for 10 years in the land of Canaan, Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her slave girl, and gave her to her husband, Abram, as a wife. He went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, she looked with contempt upon her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "May the wrong done to me be on you. I gave my slave girl to your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, she looked on me with contempt. May the Lord judge between you and me." But Abram said to Sarai, "Your slave girl is in your power. Do to her as you please." Then Sarai dealt harshly with her, and she ran away from her. The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, slave girl of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" She said, "I am running away from my mistress, Sarai." The angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "I will so greatly multiply your offspring that they cannot be counted for multitude." And the angel of the Lord said to her, "Now you have conceived and shall bear a son. You shall call him Ishmael, for the Lord has given heed to your affliction. He shall be a wild ass of a man, with his hand against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he shall live at odds with all his kin." So she named the Lord who spoke to her, "You are Elroi," for she said, "Have I really seen God and remained alive after seeing him?" Therefore, the well was called Beit-Lir-Harai. It lies between Kadesh and Bered. Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram named his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. The word of God.
I read on my first Sunday here 2 years ago. And I wonder if the angel of the Lord were here today and asks us the question, Victor and Church of the Open Arms, where have you come from and where are you going? I want to say to Leerin, I have a bit of a piece of your journey, because when you were sending your dossier and CV all over the country, I was down here on my bony knees praying that you would get a job here in town. And you did. That's what happens when Presbyterians pray. But I think it's important for us to look at that text a bit more in depth, because Sarai couldn't get pregnant. And she heard the promises of God, but she took matters into her own hands. If God can't do it, well, I'll create my own plan, and this is how it'll be done. Can I just say that people have asked me what I'm doing next, and I have no idea. Because every time I say, I'm going to do this, God says, no, you're going to do that. And God's way is always the way that works. So I want you to think about that as a church. Listen to God's voice. Listen deeply for God's voice. Because just when you think God may be leading you down one path, it may in fact be the other. The other thing I'm going to suggest about this passage is that when Sarah was angry, she went to Abram. And he had the power to take care of Hagar. But he gave it up. He gave up his power. And when people in power do not take care of people weaker than them, abuse will always happen. I think of Donald Trump and the things he's saying about women and the things he's saying about immigrants. And I don't hear anyone else in the Republican Party saying, no, that's not appropriate. It's time to grow up. So we as a church need to stand up and say, no, that's not right. I want to tell you of some of the tender things that I've seen since I've been here. The first one would especially be these beautiful children. When I got here, there were two kids here, and you see the quilts, and that little guy has stolen my heart. I've seen how you have passed the babies around when Ashton and Gretchen get up for communion. You just pass them around because everyone feels like we're going to help with these babies. And that's what you should be doing. I've seen Carmen, the church secretary, sit down with me as we've gotten some really nasty letters and kind of threatening letters, trying to figure out what to do with them. And I want to tell you, take care of Carmen. Take care of Carmen. She is the glue that holds this church together. So be sure you do that. When I first got here, the anxiety was high. Now I feel enthusiasm for the future. And when that enthusiasm for the future started, I knew you were ready. I knew you were ready. I have married you. I have buried you. I have prayed for you. I have cried over you. You have cried over me. You walked with me during that tough, tough first year after my mom's death. And you've loved me. I've pissed you off, and you've pissed me off. And that's a relationship. And it's been a good run. And I have to thank you for your many, many kindnesses. When I first got here, Gloria showed up and she brought me lunch, but she brought extra because she thought my mom might be there. I'll never forget that. And then Mart brings dinner he and Mart made for me. The food that I've gotten, no wonder I'm starting to get a pudgy stomach. It's because of you and your kindnesses and your prayers. But I think people live up to their expectation. So, is that tape ready? This is my expectation of you. It's a song from Mary Chapin Carpenter. And I want you to co-create a world with me using this song. Just listen. with me to create that world? That's the role of the church. I want you to know that wherever I go, you will be in my prayers and in my heart. When I first got here, I thought, this is the church I'm not going to love. I'm only here 2 years. And after 3 months, I was smitten. You have a lot to offer. When you get your new pastor, take care of him or her, and that person will take care of you. I thank you for this honor and this privilege, and you will always be in my prayers. Amen.